Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. It's a new year, which means it's time for a whole new sex toy review. In today's show, the Sex with Emily team gets down to business and we're all about the G-spot. Learn what it is, how to please it, and what toys can help you along the way. Thanks for listening. Okay, if you've listened to the show the last couple months, you probably heard me talk about a very unique product called the Womanizer. A while back, the owners of the company asked if they could send me one to test out, which, you know me, I said yes. And I own and review a lot of toys, and I was fairly confident that I've tried every category of product around. Well, I was wrong. The Womanizer was designed in Germany, and unlike anything else on the market, it indirectly stimulates the clitoris using suction. It's kind of like a, looks like a sexy ear thermometer. It has a silicone cylinder on the face that you place over your clitoris, kind of like how a partner might use their mouth. While it's on, you can vary the suction and move it around to create an amazingly intense experience. In fact, most women in their focus group achieve orgasm in about 1 minute. That's right, a 60-second orgasm. Okay, so I tried the Womanizer, and they weren't kidding. It's kind of amazing. The suction is adjustable. You can position it to create so many different sensations. Truly is in a category of its own, the Womanizer. It's I feel like it's the clit whisperer. Like, it knows just what my clit needed. I don't know how they created a toy like this, but you got to check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Womanizer banner for more information, and I think you'll like it. So will your clit. You're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Relationships and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out our podcast, subscribe to our podcast. If you're not subscribed, we do 2 a week. It's so easy. Just a little subscribe button. Sign up for our mailing list. Check out our posts, our videos, our blogs, everything there to help you have better sex and relationships. So thanks everyone for listening. And I'm very excited because I got my whole posse here, my squad, if you will, in the house. I've got producer Madison.
What up?
I've got Jamie.
Hello.
Hello. I've got Lori.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, girls. Well, thank you for opening up your hearts, your minds, and your G-spots today to the audience. We are going to be talking about, to our wonderful listeners. We talk a lot about things in the office, but the G-spot has been a big topic lately because, as it always is, for many women, they're like, have I found it? Have I not? You know, do you have a G-spot orgasm? Do you have a clitoral orgasm? Does a G-spot even exist? This has been going on, a debate that's been going on for a long time. And it's going to be a good time. I already feel it. I feel the energy. It's going to be a great show. So we're going to talk about products and toys and things that have helped us with that. Maybe just fingers, however we all found our G-spot. And yeah, so a little bit sex in the news first. Mm-hmm. Anything else you have to say? Might have a little meeting here? What's on your minds? We all work together every day, so no.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited to talk about what's going on in Michigan, those crazy kids.
Okay, so this keeps getting sent to me. Here's the thing. The Michigan Senate passes a bill making anal sex punishable by 15 years in prison. What the hell am I going to be going for Thanksgiving? How am I going to have anal sex now when I'm home having turkey with my family? The Michigan Senate just passed a bill that makes sodomy a felony, despite the U.S. Supreme Court declaring such a law unconstitutional. The state's law, which makes anal sex punishable by up to 15 years in prison, is not specifically targeted at gay people, as it's illegal regardless of whether a couple is same sex or different sex. Instead, the sodomy ban is directly linked to a law against bestiality, essentially saying the two are equal. The law states it's a felony for anyone to commit the abominable and detestable crime against nature with mankind or any animal. It's the with mankind wording that creates the loophole to keep the sodomy ban intact, even though 2003 ruling in Lawrence versus Texas declared it unconstitutional. So they sneaked this in. No one realized it was in there. It's passed through the Senate. It's headed to the House for approval, which means there is still time to change the wording and keep mankind out of it entirely. But GOP Senator Rick Jones says an attempt to take that up could put the entire bill to protect animals in jeopardy. So, you guys, this is what happens in legislation. They're always putting things in. They're sneaking things at the last minute that you're not going to know that it's in there. But someone, thank God, before it passed, they figured out that they were trying to see to say, oh, mankind, we'll just throw it in. Because, you know, these bills are 5,000 million pages, and I think no one's going to find out. So hopefully my peeps in Michigan are going to be able to strike this down.
Yeah, man, I'm all for not sodomizing animals because, like, those poor things. But you gotta let us do what we want to do with our back doors. Leave
it to the exactly. Because it was unconstitutional in Texas. We already went through this. I just can't believe it. But, you know, Michigan's got some problems now.
I mean, that's out of control to say that sodomy and bestiality are the same thing.
I know. Well, yeah.
How are they going to police that? It's going to pop in and be like, ahem, excuse me, keep it in the front area. Yeah, we'll do, like, random checks.
Yeah. Well, this has been going on, I mean, for so long that they, you know, in other countries, but like in Texas, it was legal, and now that they're bringing it back. But I'm glad that someone spotted this out. Exactly. I always wonder how they police it, too. Like, how really? Like, knock on your door, like, oh, yeah. I caught you. Like, what? I don't know.
To be the one person that actually gets arrested for it, like, that would be so super annoying.
I see that you're having trouble sitting on the bus. Can I inquire what you were doing last night?
Probable cause. Because you look uncomfortable.
Probable cause to search your anus.
I feel like I should move back to Michigan and start a campaign or something. Go back to my political roots.
Oh, you absolutely should. I'll make your signs.
Yeah, it's fun.
We come up with some really fun signs.
We could come up with some fun signs.
Sex with Emily takes a Michigan.
Don't be so anal. Yeah. Or be so anal. I don't know. Okay, but then we got to talk about penis size.
Yeah.
Good, we got to do that.
Always.
There was science. This is a scientific study. Science determined the ideal penis size for one-night stands versus relationships. Okay, this is where they're spending your money on. Ready? We all know the size of your penis isn't that important when compared to your technique in bed. You can have the world's largest hammer in your toolbox, but if you keep chucking it into the woods and missing the nail by a mile, what's the point? However, that doesn't stop men from being insecure about how big their members are. But don't worry. Science has determined that your perfectly average penis is perfectly average and perfectly loved by all, despite any doubts you keep tucked away in the back of your pretty little head. According to the Mirror, researchers at the University of New Mexico as well as University of California showed 3D models of erect members to the women partaking in their study and then had them choose their preference for a long-term relationship and a one-night stand. This is bizarre. 75 women took part in the study, ranging from 18 to 65. They were California residents, sexually experienced, currently in a sexual relationship, and had sex recently. Each were shown 33 penis models consisting of a cylinder. I wish I had them here, like visually. Consisting of a cylinder representing the shaft, topped by a dome representing the penis head. These ranged in size from 4 inches to 8.5 inches in length and 2.5 inches to 7 inches in circumference. 7 inches in
That's like almost a baby.
It's like a can.
That's a 7 inches around? That's terrible. Well, I mean, whatever.
Okay. Found the average length woman preferred for a long-term... Okay, I gotta keep reading, and then we're gonna discuss. They found the average length woman preferred for a long-term was 6.3 inches with a girth of 4.8 inches. For one-night stands, they preferred a longer penis with a length of 6.4 and a girth of 5.4. Okay, so... 5.5 inches. The researchers wanted to state that the report that while this preference for larger phallus is above the average penis size, really slightly above the average, novelty itself contributes to pleasure. So seeking a more novel-sized penis may be consistent with the goal to pursue pleasure in one-time partners. Okay, but here's my question. If you're in a room and you're looking at all these penises, could you even, how many penis models were there?
33.
You're like, oh, that's the one I want. I don't want to call me in the morning. I want that penis for a night. I mean, call me the next day. It's okay for a night, but this is the one that I want to marry. Like, how do you even?
I thought the difference would be bigger.
Like, me too, much bigger. First of all, if it's one night, you'd want some novelty freak show, maybe right. Penis.
I think I found why this happened, guys. The California residents who are in the study were all currently in a sexual relationship. So it's more likely that they have more average penises that they're coming home to all the time. So it makes sense that maybe their ideal would be a little bit bigger than average because they've already got an average penis in their toolbox. They're looking at other ones being like, ooh, this one looks nicer than mine. It's all about the new penis versus the old penis.
But it's 0.1 inches larger.
I mean, honestly, I don't know.
You think they'd go for the 8, whatever. What was the biggest one?
I think
yeah, like I think they should just I think that the bottom line of this study, what was the largest one, 8.5
yeah.
in length,
so intense.
So if they yeah, oh, I mean, like, you'd think that you just would be the one that is double the size that you'd normally have. So I think if anything, what this should do is make men stop being so insecure about their penises.
Yeah,
because I feel like it's
average.
More men are more concerned about the penis than women are. Okay, not that we don't have our issues. Sometimes things happen with penises that aren't always ideal. They don't work correctly. You can't see them, stuff like that. But that doesn't happen that often. But for men, just hear this: women had a choice of 33 penises, and they picked it like an average, slightly above average. So
yeah, it's just I don't know about you guys. I have no perception of spatial things. Like, I can't tell like measures of length. So I'm just looking at it and being like, my vagina could probably handle that. And, like,
yeah,
that's it.
Like, of all the penises I've ever seen up close, like, I couldn't tell you which one was bigger. They all kind of are lumped into the same category.
It's a penis. It's a mound of flesh.
Well, I guess I'm a little bit older than you with a little more experience. I can remember different penises. I wonder if they're all the penis that like were in a lineup that I've been with, if I could like pick them out. Like, just the penis. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, that was Bob from 2006. He was a good one. But it is funny when you're with the penis, you can only remember that penis that you're with, but I can kind of remember, but there wasn't any that stick out. There's another thing. There's nothing that stick out that I'm like, oh God, that penis of 06 was, you know, 04 was amazing.
I guess there was like one hella small one.
Yeah.
That I
that
can remember.
One sticks out.
And then one like
or doesn't stick
one
out.
That I can remember. But all the other ones are
their penis, right? Yeah, and they're fine, totally. Right?
Oh, they're great.
But do guys sit around and think about, like, oh, but her labia was...
Yes, I mean, a lot, I'm not going to lie to you, a lot of them do. Like, I've heard discussions that have just made me want to, like, curl up and, like, roll away. Because I'm like, please stop talking about it. It's not nice. Like, we don't sit around and, like, talk crap. I mean, some girls do, but we don't sit around and, like, talk about guys' penises in, like, a mean way. But guys are super critical of vaginas, and it's because of porn.
It is 100% because of porn,
because they compare everything they see in porn with like real life.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Just like the you're right. And that's why women are have so many insecurities, I think, or like mine doesn't look like that. Why, what's wrong with my vagina? But we're all beautiful. All of our vaginas and all your penises are just fine. But it's funny because my friends were in town from Michigan. I had a little middle reunion and we were walking down 3rd Street and they were like, what is this? We walked past a waxing salon and it had like the sign out front of what they're doing. It says anal bleaching. And they were like, we were going to Jones on 3rd and they were like, Emily, come here. I want to know the answer. Come here. Like, what the hell is anal bleaching? I was like, funny you should ask. We just did a show about, you know, how women also think they need to bleach their anuses and that all comes from porn. My friends in Michigan are not. There are not anal bleaching stands in Michigan on the street. Nor are they having anal sex. They might not have anything anal in Michigan. Let's just say that. Okay. So are you ready to talk about your G-spots?
Let's do it.
Okay. So let's just break down if you're not sure about the G-spot. There is still debate. This comes up all the time that, you know, people, science still unsure if the penis exists, if the G-spot exists. But, you know, a lot of women, solid amount of women out there, around 30%, report being able to have deep, intense orgasms from vaginal penetration alone. The G-spot, kind of like the ozone layer. Was this you, Madison, talking about that?
It's kind of like the ozone layer. There's a lot of doubt about whether it exists. We can't really prove it's there, but some of us certainly feel its effects.
Exactly. We
not
do.
Republicans, but...
You know. Right, not the Republicans. We don't want to talk to them about our sex life. and it did come from in the late 40s. The gynecologist Ernest Graffenberg described the erogenous zone in the front wall of the vagina, and that's why it got the name as the G-spot. And he said studies revealed a complex of blood vessels, nerve endings, and remnants of the female prostate gland in the same area. And it showed that for a minority of women, particularly those with strong pelvic floor muscles... Do your kegels. Stimulation in this area could trigger powerful orgasms without the clitoris ever being externally stimulated. This marked the beginning of the great G-spot debate. And so while some people say that it doesn't exist, some people say, well, it's all related. The clitoris and the G-spot are all one. What does it matter? You know, call it whatever you want. Like, there are different sensations that you can have. Maybe the tissues are all connected. People think the clitoris is just a little, you know, button, but really it extends deep down inside. So whatever it is, here's where the G-spot, truly, this is where it is. I believe that it exists. I know it exists 2 inches inside the vagina. On the front vaginal wall, there's a cluster of tissue, roughly the size of a bean, resembles the texture of a walnut. And the size and location might vary from vagina to vagina. Men and I used to joke that we wanted to get like a G-spot locator app. Like if you go like, doot, 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 there's your G-spot. We haven't invented that yet.
It's called your fingers.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you, and truly the best way to find your G-spot is with your fingers. And also we're going to talk about some toys today. But truly, if you've never found it, use your fingers, use a partner's fingers. And also when you become aroused, like I always say, like knock out a clitoral orgasm first, or, you know, have, just get warmed up with your partner, do foreplay, watch some porn, whatever it is that turns you on. The more aroused you are, the more likely you'll be able to find your G-spot, and because the tissue walls swell and they become much more sensitive to the touch. So how do you find it? The best way, explore with your fingers, or have a partner do it, like I said. And it's that whole, your palms facing up, and it's that come hither motion, like you're like begging someone to come towards you. And you will find this like ridged area, which means that you're on the right track. And you stroke it. So it's not like so much like an in and out, like a second, like you're pounding away at it, but you're like stroking it with this motion with your fingers. And you use your index and your middle finger. I'm doing it right now, but like no one can see it because you're not watching me. But you've probably,
it's good,
I just,
though.
I guess I feel like that people have been doing this for years. We'll Snapchat it.
It's like, yeah. Upside down quotation marks.
Upside down quotation marks. Exactly. Oh, you're stroking it. Thank you. That was good. They say if you have to pee, you know, a lot of people have this urge to pee and they stop, but that actually probably means that it's working. And sometimes, you know, yeah, use your hands. It's great to use some lube, be warmed up, be relaxed. And I have to say that I'm going to be honest here about my G-spot exploration. It took me a really long time. Like, I did not find it through intercourse. I even bought at Good Vibrations when I moved to San Francisco. I literally got off the bus from Michigan and I walked into Good Vibrations and I was like, I just figured I hadn't really even had any kind of orgasm, but I bought a clitoral vibe, and I bought like the pocket rocket, and I bought the G-spot book, which I still have, and I bought a rabbit vibe, the original Vibratex rabbit, and I never found, like, I, you know me, like, I didn't finish the book like halfway through, and I tried, and I had a boyfriend, we never found it, and I gave up, and I had a lot of sex, I had clitoral orgasms, but I didn't find it. And it wasn't until I was on my own and I started doing my Kegels, that I really started doing them. And it was probably years later, like not even till like probably my four or five years later, that I really just realized that it was about those muscles and how I did it. But it took me, what I'm saying is it can take you time and practice and energy. And for a lot of women, it doesn't happen during intercourse and it's going to take some work. But once you find it, then you're like, oh, I know how to move in that position. Like I know how to do it. So I'm curious, I'm going to go around the room here. Madison first, or Madison, I'll talk to Jamie first. Madison's busy preparing her G-spot speech. But Jamie, tell me, when have you discovered your G-spot?
Yes, I have. I definitely didn't discover it through intercourse. It was definitely, I was with my boyfriend for a while, and I'd had clitoral orgasms a lot. But I was like, there's something not happening and I don't know how to do it. So then one time just went to the bathroom while he was laying down or whatever, and I was just like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom, and I just kind of like found it on my own. And then I was like, oh my god, okay, there's a spot right here. And I was like, okay, so how am I, because I at the time I was, you know, wasn't super experienced, so I was like, how am I gonna explain
how
this
old
to
are
him?
You at the time, because you're still you're...
well, I was 19 at the time. Okay. So I was, but
and how old are you now?
I'm 22. I'll be okay. 23 soon. But yeah, so I
love when, like, you're young, you're like, I'm almost 23, though. Like, when you're older, like, no, I'm really 10 years younger. It's so
really
cute.
I'm about 25.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I was like, how am I going to explain this to him? Like, because he probably thinks that he's found it already, you know?
Right.
So I was just like, I found it. And then I was like, okay, so when I went back to the room, and I was just like, okay, let's go around for another round. And then I was kind of just like, instead of like, I was like, how about we just do, you know, no sex and just foreplay? And so through, like, him fingering me, that's how I was actually able to have my first G-spot orgasm.
So how did you even know that something was missing?
Because I was just like, I feel it, you know, when you're a clitoral orgasm, you feel it like, you know, on the outside of your vagina, but you don't really feel it like deep within.
Right.
And I was like, well, what's the whole point of sex? You're going in and I want to feel something.
Good.
In
that
there.
Was very, so that's like, really smart.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, okay, I'm just going to like find it on my own. Cause how am I supposed to tell him something if I don't even know where it is? Like, we're both just like searching with no map.
Exactly. So then, and now during intercourse, when you have sex with a guy, can you usually have G-spot orgasm?
G-spot orgasms are definitely
They're harder, right?
They're difficult to have, so it's hard. I mean, definitely if I have a clitoral orgasm first, it's easier to get one, but it doesn't happen all the time during sex. But okay. I do have them kind of often.
Depends. Okay. And then is it a certain – can you only have it in one position?
It depends. Like, if I'm in, like, a missionary-type position, I have to, like, I raise my hips a lot.
Right,
like,
with a pillow underneath you.
Yeah, if I have a pillow. If I don't have a pillow, like, because I used to do martial arts, so I, like, can be in weird positions, oh, I guess. Good. So, like, I
that's helpful.
I just raise my hips up on my own, kind of. It's kind of like a back bend-ish, but, like, half my back is still laying down.
So it helps, because your pelvis, yeah, everything's raised. Yeah, because
it just hits it more.
Makes sense.
And it's just, like, they don't even have to go that deep, because it's super shallow.
It's a great tip.
Jamie, yeah. How are you not, like, married or, like, wifed Seriously. Up at this point? I'm, like, hearing you be like, oh, like, I can twist in all these crazy positions.
Well, now
and
she
I'm
will
like,
be.
Holy crap.
Check out the website. Let's see all her pictures. She's adorable. You're
find
single,
Jamie
right?
on Instagram. Yeah.
Single. Wait, half of us are single. I'm single, Jamie. Okay, single. Your relationship. Okay, Madison. Yeah. I'm saving Lori for last because I have no idea what.
You don't know what to expect.
We'll get into
with
Lori.
That
I have no idea. Lori's just the loose cannon here.
I think I've like accidentally experienced a G spot orgasm once or twice. It was kind of like with a boyfriend having sex, always on top, always like. I used to have a lot of sex in cars, so always in the back seat of a car with him sitting and me kind of like straddling him, and I'd be like, "Whoa, what was that?" and not really think about it. But I'm pretty sure I had a G spot orgasm before I really had a clitoral orgasm. Just. Like I said, on accident. It was like, what was that? That was nice. Okay, anyway. And it wasn't the first time I had one where I knew what it was the first time I had sex with my current boyfriend. And again, same position, him sitting straight up,
that's
me straddling
him. That's why
I like
him so much.
Honestly, that's probably part of the appeal of it is that I didn't know sex could feel as good as it felt until I started having sex with my boyfriend. Like, I never knew, and it's because we waited a long time and we were, like, connected and
no,
all
Brad,
that.
I'm just kidding.
But, I mean, no, but a big part of it was just, like, his penis fits my vagina perfectly. Like, we talk a lot about penis size, but, like, I mean, it's just finding, like, that lock and key kind of situation. Because, like, I have, like, a tilted cervix. Right. He rocks a slight curve. So I think that it works
perfect.
Out. Yeah.
That should be a new dating site, actually.
No.
It's the curved penis and
tilted
pelvis.
No, seriously. It was, like,
you're not alone.
It was, like, a puzzle piece.
Swipe app, just show your cervix and your penis. Like, does it, like, a lock and key. This is brilliant. Okay, delete this because I don't want anyone to hear my idea.
Yeah. But yeah, so it worked out. And ever since then, you know, it's not guaranteed. It's not every time. I orgasm a lot easier clitorally, but I can have a blended orgasm anytime I'm consistently being stimulated internally during oral sex, for instance. Like, I can have that. And I recently found out, during my research for this, I read that generally G-spot orgasms take about 15 minutes of consistent stimulation to happen. And that's why I wasn't having them very often in, like, during intercourse.
Right.
And I realized one time, like, when we had the sensual sex, it was because we were going really slow and we were doing, like, the same movement over and over again. You can't see my hand motions of us banging
right.
together.
The sensual sex of 2015?
Yeah. It was earlier this month. It was 2016. Yeah, it was recent.
Yay.
But yeah, like, it was, you know, we were going for a long time and, like, it happened and I was like, oh, okay. Because it was just so much deeper. It's like your knees are weak afterwards.
Yeah.
And
you needed the fifth to slow. She's like, get it over with. And that, no.
Usually, yeah, I know. We just had a show with Celeste and Danielle, the Somatica experts, and they were talking about, like, quickies, like, a woman who wanted a quickie versus a guy who wants slow sensual sex. And I'm the girl who's like,
I know.
I got shit to do. I gotta sleep. Like, anyway.
You need, like, the womanizer, the one-minute orgasm.
Yeah,
exactly. But no, I get it. So that's true. You need you just need the constant on the same spot.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
It was finding that spot and, like, hitting it just over and over again, not, like, violently, just kind of, like, rubbing against it. Also, I was telling Lori about this, that it's super shallow. It's way more shallow than anyone thinks. I'd have a conversation with Wes. I was like, dude, you don't need to, like,
by
knuckle
shallow,
me.
We mean it's not way deep inside.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's not like the tip of the penis isn't going to find it. It's more like in the inner wall, like just 2 inches inside.
Yeah. I have little small fingers and, like, my fingers can, like, just reach it. And that's how I know about how deep it is. So I think a lot of guys are overshooting when they're doing it. They're, like, trying
Absolutely.
To, like, get it all the way into their knuckles. And it's like, dude, you don't need that.
Right.
Like, you're
guys
missing
love
it.
Do
completely.
The big, you're like,
yeah.
Ouch, no. It's just like, come hither.
Come, digging for change.
Come hither. Okay. Thank you for that, Madison. Okay, Lori.
Yes.
I barely could sleep last night because I really was up all night wondering. Lori surprises me. Her goal, we all made resolutions this year, and her goal for 2016 was to finally have a G-spot orgasm.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, like, what have you been doing to achieve these goals?
G-spot orgasm is like my Everest. Like, I've been really, really focused on it. And I've been having clitoral orgasms almost daily since I was 7. So
to change up like what my brain thinks about an orgasm has been like a journey. I spent like almost all day today masturbating. Like
you looked kind of tired when you walked
in. Yeah, no, I woke up at 8 and I was like, it's gonna happen. And I feel like I have definitely today reached a new summit to Everest, but I wouldn't call it a solitary G-spot orgasm. Okay. I definitely think I had my first ever blended orgasm.
Oh!
Because I could, like, every time before that I've ever dually stimulated, I couldn't have either type of orgasm. Like, it was too much going on, like, kind of spread bed of nails for me. I couldn't have a clitoral or a G-spot orgasm if I was using a rabbit or if I was stimulating my clitoris and with my fingers at the same time. Couldn't do it. Today, however, I had like the Raven Nova, like both right next to me, and I was going back and forth between them.
Nice.
And oh man, it was
the Raven. We're going to talk about these two toys that we love, these new G-spot toys.
But I was like really working the G-spot hard, and I know that I located it because I felt it. Felt like the roof of my mouth.
Right.
That was the best way I could describe
it. That's what it feels really, like a walnut roof of the mouth.
Right. It was like rough, and I felt it, and it felt good when I touched it, and it was totally different because when I tried to look for it before, never had Kegeled in my life, you know. And then now I've been like doing Kegels all the time, so it was a totally different feeling like searching for it this time. Found it, located it, started using the G-spot toy, the Rave, to try to stimulate it. It felt really good. So I was like, oh, it's going to happen. And then like right at the point of when I thought it was going to happen, I switched to the Nova just to kind of aid with the clitoral stimulation a little bit. And I came like from having something inside me.
Oh, good!
For the first time ever. Yeah.
So that is a blended. So maybe did it feel different though? Did it feel more intense?
It did feel different. It felt totally different than afterwards when I was done. The way that my clitoris usually feels after coming is how like the inside of me felt.
Then I think you did. How, no, blended would be.
I mean, like yeah, it's
that's
like,
it.
I feel like that kind of lets me get closer to. Like
no, but I feel like most of mine have, well, they've kind of been blended. I feel like it is sort of a blending, do you know? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's good. That's close. That's good.
It was totally different.
It was different.
Than anything I'd ever experienced.
That's amazing.
So it was great. Yeah.
Congratulations. I mean, we've all been working on this. Mm-hmm. But Lori, that's good.
It's been, it was, you know, I had like 4 or 5 regular clitoral orgasms beforehand.
So you knew it was discernible like, difference between.
Right. Like I was looking stuff up and I was like, I had like porn on one laptop and on the other laptop.
You had the Rave and the Nova, which are the two products that we're going to talk about. That is. I love it.
It's
good.
Great. Yeah, I feel
and
very accomplished.
And Lori, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that before we did our last review show?
A couple ago.
Yeah, that you hadn't had a multiple orgasm. And we talked to you that night before the show and gave you some tips. You came in, you had like 5.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And so now you had the blended.
That was amazing. I had the blended. I listened
I'm
to
so happy.
All of your tips, too. Like, I kept my hips up. I kept my legs together. I was keggling
dirty. We were like, last night, we're like, Lori, it's like, we're like a team. We're like, you do this. Have you tried this?
But I did. It was all, like, right at the top of my mind, and it.
Do you love that's our homework?
I love it.
That's your work. I got to take home assignment tonight. Yeah. I got to work all night. Find my G-spot. It's really tough around here. I'm sorry.
It's good, though. I feel like if I just keep doing this, I'll be like a G-spot expert by the end of the year.
I feel like by the end of the week. I mean, you're so close. Okay. We're going to come back to how we get there with our G-spots and some more information about that. But first, I'm going to talk to the guys for a minute. I don't want you to feel left out because we're talking about the G-spot. There is a way for you to mix up your masturbation routine as well. The number one sex toy for men is the Fleshlight. It's a masturbation sleeve that you use solo or with a partner, and it simulates sensations of real sex. It looks and feels like the real deal, like you are having sex. It has this special material invented by NASA, and it's patent material that feels like you're in a vagina or a buttocks, if you will, whatever you're into. There's the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit, helps you practice lasting longer during sex. There's the Discreet Flight. The Fleshlight Go, it's more compact. There are so many Fleshlights for every needs. Your favorite porn star might have molded her vagina after one. You might want to get that Fleshlight. There is the Quick Shot. That's an open-ended male masturbator. It's around the size of a hand. Madison loves the Quick Shot.
Oh, yeah, big fan.
Because of your hand job.
My hand job problems. I hate
them.
Right.
It helps you with a hand job. It's your handy hand job helper. Helps you with blowjobs. Less cleanup. It's really cool. Check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Fleshlight banner. Use code Emily and get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Fleshy Lube. Okay. Ooh. Let's go on to the toys.
Yes.
So you guys have heard me talk about the Wee Vibe for years. I mean, they've been around probably about 10 years. I think since I started my show, I remember they did the Wee Vibe, just the Wee Vibe, the couple's toy, which is the number one like toy. It's a tape like a C. You wear it during intercourse. And it still is like the top couple's toy. And they're really well known, this brand, for making high quality, body safe, and powerful pleasure products. And they have great clitoral, actually, Lori's five orgasms came from the Wee Vibe touch, right? I think, oh, that's right, came from the touch. And so now, they never had a toy, though. Their toys were all clitoral-based, but they never had a toy that the sole intention, these are good people. Their sole intention was to make the G-spot more accessible.
Yes.
With these new toys. So the Raven Nova, the latest additions to the Wee Vibe collection, they're made of smooth, silky, body-safe silicone. They're eco-friendly, USB rechargeable, simple magnetic charger, which I like that they've changed up the charger on the new models. Did you guys notice that?
It's so much better.
Yeah. Very fancy.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. 90 minutes of charge time, but it lasts up to 2 hours when it's charged. It has 10 vibration modes, which we're going to get into because that's a lot. Like, I think that all the toys now are all about these buzzes, modes, and different levels. And you're like, what? Like, how do you navigate it all? But we're going to get into like what that means and why you should try them all out. It has a really, and the thing about Wee Vibe is they have these like rumbly vibrations, but they're really quiet, so it's like a different kind of vibration. And they're both designed to help women find that elusive G-spot. So let's start with the Rave. This is like the G-spot whisperer. This one, meaning my G-spot, the other one we're going to talk about is the Nova, which is more like a
dual stimulation.
But we're going to start with the Rave. Mm-hmm. So do you want to talk about the Rave?
Yeah, sure. So
Madison?
The Rave is, you know, there's that big eggplant trend going around on Instagram. Yeah. Well, the Rave is literally a skinnier eggplant. Yep. It is purple. It is long. It is expertly curved. And you're looking at it, you're like, why is it curved that way? It is so you can hold it better when you're trying to find your G-spot. Because if you've ever had one of those straight toys,
right,
your wrist is at this impossible angle and you're just like down there trying to contort your hand to make it go. Not with this one. You just hold it like you would anything, really, like a penis almost, and you kind of work it in. And its asymmetrical shape is designed to lead you straight to the G-spot because of the way it's curved. So all you really need to do is get it in there in a comfortable spot and kind of twist your wrist around, and you're going to stumble upon it because of the way it's shaped.
Right. And I have to say one thing that you guys might not know, but they actually modeled after Laid. You guys have seen those Laid toys in the office, LAID. Oh. They bought the company because Laid make these great dildos. Dildos don't vibrate, but they, you know, dildos are toys that help you find your G-spot. And it is such an amazing toy, these Laid products. Like, well, we're going to buy them so we can take that model because it is the best dildo out there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to model this Rave after this toy that's just like 1 million awards and everyone loves. And that's why where they got the design from.
Yeah, the weighted. I remember you were telling me like the weight of it. It's to put the perfect amount of pressure on your G-spot that's like going to make the magic happen. And while the tip is made to seek out your G-spot, the edges are really like they're soft and ridged. And they transmit the vibrations all throughout the inside of your vagina.
I just got turned on.
Yeah, I know. Transmit. Yeah, I'm also doing hand motions. What I think is really interesting, what not a lot of people know, is the fact that your vaginal opening is super sensitive. Like, mine is almost as sensitive as my actual G-spot. That's why those first minutes of insertion are like, because that's what it's stimulating. Well, this sends those vibrations all along the inside of your vaginal opening, which feels incredible. And Emily, I know you mentioned the rumbly vibrations. Mm-hmm. This thing is twice as strong as the Tango and the Touch, which are both like really strong
vibrators. So strong. Right.
They're
if
like
you choose
known.
To go up that strong. Yeah.
And so this one has like a bunch of different intensity settings. It's got the 10 different vibration functions. You can use it as a wand. I was talking to somebody at Hustler Hollywood, where Emily recently did her Valentine's Day workshop. And she said that they sell a lot of them as wands. When they first came out with the Rave, people were buying the Rave instead of like the wand vibrators for a little bit, just because of how strong and how powerful it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Like it can be, you could use it as just a
clitoral.
And that's what I used it as first. Before I used it, I did the clitoral, knocked that out, and then used it for the G-spot.
Yeah.
It is a very, I mean, I've tried a lot of G-spot toys, and I do think this is just, it's kind of like they knew that they know their way around the G-spot. Like it's almost like there's no way you can miss it. Like it is like, I'm like, oh, I wish I thought of that. Like it's so intuitive.
Oh, it's totally
the way it knows your way around your vagina. What'd you girls think?
I mean,
about it.
I think if I, between the two toys, the Rave is the one that, like, awakened my G-spot. If the Nova was the one that, like, batted me home, the Rave, like, awakened it. Because I used it as instructed and, like, little tiny twists.
I could feel all of it.
It was crazy. Like, it's unassuming in an appearance. Like, it's not so intimidating. It doesn't look like, oh, that's so asymmetrical or anything.
Right.
But when you put it inside, like, the tiniest little twist, like, you can totally feel your G-spot.
Right.
I think it's – and it's, like, really sexy looking. It's, like,
I know. It's a sexy eggplant. It's sleek. I liked it.
Sexy eggplant. What about you, Jamie?
Yeah, no, like, once you find your G-spot with it, it's true. It's, like, you – very minimal movements, and, like, it's really powerful. And when I was using it, when I it took me a couple times to use it to, like, have a G-spot orgasm. But once I did, I kind of, like, took it out a little bit, and I used it as, like, a clitoral orgasm. Uh-huh. And I had, like, 3 orgasms.
Wow. Like, boom, boom, boom.
Damn. Yeah. That one, nice. That one, I really like the Rave, like, a lot. I just, last night I was, like, having the time.
I love it. We were all so busy last night.
Yeah. We were all, like, in sync. Masturbation.
I was almost late going to Loveline, too, because I was like, I got to try it again. I got to get my notes down on this. What do you think, Madison?
I agree with both, mostly with Lori, because I haven't actually been able to have a G-spot orgasm just with the toy. And that's my problem.
Right.
Is that I've never had a
problem.
That's my mountain challenge, that I'm climbing. Yeah, is that I've never had a G-spot orgasm from just a sold G-spot toy. I could feel it. I was almost there. I got the pee feeling. I was trying to explain it yesterday, and it's like it's like when your Uber driver is coming to pick you up and you watch them circling the block and circling the block, and then right when you think, like, oh, they see me, they drive away.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was like, and it kept happening over and over again. The Rave is amazing, and I could always take it out and have, like, 1,000 clitoral orgasms just sitting there, like, nobody's business. But I'm gonna keep going back to it.
Keep going back to it. That's good. I had a since I am very been very good at keeping with my New Year's resolution of doing my Kegels and sticking with it, which I've been doing, I just feel such a different, that it's a lot easier for me to have G-spot orgasms, easier than it's ever been before, because of the combination of having strong pelvic floor, and then this toy was just, so now I'm like, I'm even getting kind of, like, tricky with my, I'm like, whoa, I'm just gonna, like, I'm trying different spots and different ways of reaching out, of reaching it, and I played with, like, a lot of the different vibration patterns, because I had more time, and usually I'm just, like, a one-trick pony. I know you give me, like, 8 million, how many vibrations patterns does it have?
There's 10.
10 plus. 10.
They're awesome.
So, like, there, I was like, oh, because I've got the G-spot thing down, I'm going to try all of them. And they all, like, I love, like, teasing myself, like, with the one that builds and then the one that is like, and it used to drive me crazy because, like, no, don't go up and then down again. But I've realized that this is more for, like, a slow, sensual searching of the G-spot. So, like, when I want to, like, tease my own self and have a longer orgasm and draw it out, that I just like to play with the different ones. And the thing is that it is so powerful. And they're so precise. Like, I think with a lot of different other vibrators that say they have 10 different patterns, you can't really tell the difference between the patterns, and none of them are that memorable, or maybe there's just 2 that you like. I found that I liked, surprisingly, like, a lot of them worked for me, which typically that's not the way. Like, I would say, there weren't any that I didn't like. Like, usually there's one that I'm like, oh, never that one again.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like, I was kind of having a good time moving around through all of them. And so I did a thing where I was trying all of them, and I don't even know which one it was. You know, it's kind of like when you're trying to open a jar and you ask everyone in the family to try. You're like, try to open that. And then, like, someone, like, your little brother opens it. But you're like, yeah, but dad tried it first. Is it bad to use family with the toys? Like, but it was like, I don't know which one of the ones I like best, because it was all part of my right. play. So I liked all the different intensities and the levels. So,
yeah, that was the Rave.
That's the Rave. What?
Oh, no. Were you going to say something?
Well, no, just like, I like, you know, different times you're having sex or you're masturbating, you want different orgasms, so that's what it's there for. So that's why it's good, because sometimes, like, I'm like, I kind of like masturbate just to help myself go to sleep sometimes, so I just knock it out real quick, and you can just use, like, the powerful, like, constant rumble. Or if you're like, sometimes you're like, no, like, I got time, I, like, really want to enjoy it,
right?
And so you just use, you know, the ones that build and go, and then you kind of, like, play through it. That's why I like it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. The eggplant. Okay, so should we also talk that both of these, we're also going to get into the Nova.
Yeah.
And that they can both be powered by the WeVibe app.
Yeah, which Lori is going to report on.
Lori did some extensive.
I became an expert on this
today.
It is
so the
amazing.
App can control all of their vibrators.
All the WeVibe.
No, not all. Only the WeVibe 4 and 4 pluses.
Oh, right.
And
right.
the Nova and
that's
the Rave.
That's not
all.
Right. Not, the not all of them, but the
models. Yeah. But not,
right. The WeVibe 4 Plus, and it's the same app that because I originally tried it with the mm-hmm. 4 Plus, which is great, which you can use like with a partner can do. And the same with this one, though. You could still do your partner could be vibrating you from elsewhere or on your yeah. own, right? So talk about your experience with this app, this free app that
well,
you can download.
Well, I downloaded it last night. It's called WeConnect, and it's available on iPhone and Android, which I really appreciate because I don't have an iPhone. But my boyfriend downloaded it, and he's a sound engineer. So the way that the app goes, like, you're dealing with waves of vibration. Like,
it's so
if you
cool.
look at it, and it's – he's like, oh, this is just like the – software he used to make sound. He like whizzed through it really quick and was like learned how to do everything. And then today, like, I downloaded it myself.
Would it be weird if I asked your boyfriend to help me understand that?
No, kidding. No, I mean, he
no, I understand
what he
it
yeah. But I appreciated it when using the Nova because you can independently control the internal and the external vibrator on it, and I wanted to have a G-spot orgasm or at least a blended orgasm, so I turned the external one way down because I know that I can't really come clitorally unless I have a lot of intense vibration.
Right.
So I wanted to stimulate it but not have it be my main focus. And I turned the external one way up. And then through navigating the app, I found that you can make your own patterns, but in such an easy way. Like with your touch screen, you can just draw the line.
Yeah, and it remembers, exactly. And it can remember.
Name it, it remembers it. And while you're masturbating, instead of having to try to press the buttons on the toy that's inside you, you can just swipe, like, up right, or like, down on right. your app. It's so cool.
It's so cool. That's amazing. Okay, so let's talk about the Nova then, because that's where you mostly use it for. But we just wanted to mention the app, but we'll bring into how you use it more so. So the Nova is dual stimulation superhero.
Yeah.
And it's so it combines the pleasure of the G-spot with intense clitoral vibrations. So it's got the G-spot and it's got the little external, like, clitoral thing. And I remember when they were telling me about it when I first saw them last year at a sex toy show. They were, like, showing me that there are a lot of toys that are dual stimulators, but this one, the challenge with a lot of them is that while you're internally using stimulating yourself, externally, if you're pulling out, you loses contact. The little external part loses contact with your clitoris. And this does not lose contact. This never leaves your clitoris. It curves, and it just stays there a little snuggly. And you're like, oh, my God, this is exactly what we need. We don't want it to leave our clitoris because we're going in now. We're trying to achieve the blended. So that's why it's really unique.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Like, that thing, I doubted it when I first saw it. I'm not going to lie to you. I had my doubts. It looks kind of goofy. It's got this, like, big swirly-looking thing.
It's like
for
a swirly outfit.
Yeah,
right?
For the clitoral.
It's cute.
Yeah, I've, like, looked at it, and I was like, I don't see how this is going to work. Like, I really don't get it. And they sent us, like, a cool video to explain it, and I was like, all right, I get it in theory. Wow. That thing does work. It does work. I was amazed that, like, immediately I was having orgasms. Like, immediately upon insertion, I did a lot of masturbatory work last night. Mm-hmm. A lot. Like, I was masturbating consistently. I went back for seconds because it was so good. And I was amazed that right when
Did you have a G-spot, though?
Yeah, I used, like, a little bit. I used it against, because it doesn't feel as, like, intense on your clitoris as the Rave does. But I was using it externally first to warm myself up. And once I felt like I was, like, on the verge, I put that thing in and immediately had an orgasm.
But so this was the first time you had a G-spot orgasm with
blended,
a toy.
It was blended. Okay. Because I needed that, like, clitoral one too. So then I'm like, I'm having, like, a couple orgasms, and I pull it out. I'm like, what is going on here? And then I realized the G-spot vibrator isn't even on. That was just the shaft touching my G-spot with the clitoral stimulation at the same time. G-spot vibrator not even on. So
that's
I went back
amazing.
Later.
Yeah. Well, see, this is what we were saying last night before I went home. We were talking to Lori, and I was saying, you might not need the vibration. Like, a lot of women don't need that to have a G-spot orgasm. You actually don't need to turn. That's why it's great that you could control it, the different external, external.
The Nova is so awesome. It's like the design of it's so smart because I felt that the way that I needed to stimulate my G-spot is, like, really small but quick.
Like I'm jimmying, trying to shake a gumball loose.
Yeah, like I would have to do, like, really quick, short, fast movements. And my clitoris was never not paid attention to. Mm-hmm. I think, I really like the Nova. I think it's such a good toy.
The first time I used it, though, I couldn't, which now I'm going to download the app, because now you can, like, control them separately. But because I need, like, low clitoral stimulation and then intense G-spot stimulation. Oh, have a G-spot the orgasm. But I couldn't control them separately at first. So I'm like, okay, like.
It was hard to figure out. You mean at first the buttons? Or you?
Well, yeah, no, because I didn't know that if you press it again, you can do just the G-spot or yes, just. Yeah, because I didn't read the instructions first, which I should
no
have.
No one reads instructions. Yeah. I know.
So when I was doing it the first time, I was having like crazy clitoral orgasms. Just like, I was like, oh my God, this is super intense.
Just on
like,
the.
Just yeah, but with both. But I couldn't get my G-spot orgasm because I was just too focused on my clitoris. So then finally when I like looked at and actually read the instructions, I'm like, oh, okay. So now I can just have the G-spot vibrate on, which that was strong enough to still kind of do a little bit of stimulation from the clitoral orgasm. The clitoral vibrator. So then that was when I was like, okay, this is the ticket. This is where I'm at. This is where I need to be.
And just FYI for people who are like, who have the toy and aren't really sure, there's like a little like circle and they're like up, down buttons and like different function buttons on the sides. You press that middle button and it changes the kind of stimulation you have. So it changes it from just clitoral to just G-spot to clitoral and G-spot. And then there was one where I changed it and it was like lower clitoral, higher G-spot. And I was like, what? I was not expecting that at all. And that was nice.
Yeah, it's got so, exactly. Yeah, lower, higher, tricks inner, up its outer. Sleeve.
Like, check this app. I'm like you're such all about a the proponent app. Of the, so app. The app. Like, I couldn't figure out the button thing. Right. Like I'm a dumb about that stuff.
So the app makes it much clearer for
it's
you to
visual.
Show.
I know, that swipe looks awesome. Up or down, internal, external, like turn it like so that only one of them's going. Like I like play with this app when I'm not masturbating. It's so fun.
But and your partner long distance could use it as well. So this, if you're in a long distance relationship or you can't see your boyfriend that night, your partner, FaceTime. They could have the app on their phone and they could be controlling the vibrations for you, which I think is super hot.
It has a video chat feature in it. I was reading about that last night. Really? I haven't explored it yet, but it does have that. And it was like on the website. If you go to like WeVibe.com and you look up their WeConnect app separately from all the toys.
Connect Lover or something.
Yeah, it's like you can FaceTime through the app with your partner while they're pressing all the right buttons. Like it's pretty insane. Like, I kind of wish that my boyfriend would leave town so we could try it.
Right. Or just leave the bedroom.
No, leave town.
Right. We can only get that. It has two powerful motors, and that I just want to emphasize they are controlled independently. So, again, that's what's really cool. And then you just play around with it. There's so many settings in here. I didn't realize it had the upper and the...
Yeah.
Even the appendage, the...
The swirly.
The swirly. You could do the lower and the upper.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I was noticing last night. Maybe at that point I was just drunk off of orgasms and I didn't know what was going on. Maybe I thought it was buzzing because it wasn't. But holy shit.
If you make your own pattern, you can make the clitoral one do like cha-cha-cha and the internal one just do a straight through vibration.
That's probably exactly what I would want.
You need the cha-cha-cha and then...
I don't like the cha-cha-cha. I like the...
Oh, the wave. You like the wave.
Yeah, I like that one.
On the app, all their patterns are named too.
I love that.
Yeah, here's the other thing. If you're like, wavy. How would my partner, if I can't, like, why would I want my partner to do that? Because he's not going to know. You could make your own pattern and be like, email, or be like, you could share your pattern with your partner and then be like, do this pattern because I know this works for me. So be it kind of takes the guessing out.
FYI, this is what I like. Now do it.
Yeah, send your lover. You send him an invite to connect to the app. So it's cool. So we had a good time with it, huh? Anything else? I think they're just. I just love they're easy to clean. We love their cleaner.
Yeah, they have cleaner. They have their own cleaner that comes with it. That is amazing. It's just fantastic. I've used it. I used it on the toys before I got started, and then afterward.
I love it. I love the cleaner. Because then you don't have to go in the sink.
Called WeVibe Clean.
WeVibe Clean. And I love their lube, you guys. Have you tried their pure lube?
I don't think I've tried their lube.
It comes with
it comes with a little sample of it.
Because
I have their pump. No, we got them at the show. Oh, they gave us those two bottles.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
I got you guys the bottles of the lube
that
and the cleaner.
With it. Yeah,
isn't the lube great?
It's great. I love it.
And I love the pump. I just love all their stuff.
WeVibe's killing it. I'm like really impressed.
I know. Well, I know. Look,
they've always been my favorite.
They literally have changed your sex life.
Yeah, straight up.
And I do feel like you're still going to have that. I think you just have to report back.
I feel like every time I do it, I'm one step closer. I've had my first blended orgasm, and I'm just going to keep on jimmying my G-spot.
You just can't give up, you know?
Yeah, it really taught me the hand motions, I think. Using the Nova was the first time I understood the hand motions associated with, like, the best way to work my G-spot because of the way it's shaped and because of the way, like, to have it keeping constant stimulation with your clitoris. You kind of, like, get into this, like, almost, like, this wrist action mode, and I was like, it all makes sense. Like, I had like orgasm epiphanies last night.
That's amazing. Great. So you had your first blended then?
Yeah. Oh no. I mean, I've had
with a toy.
I've had blended with toys before, okay. But my goal is the I'm hitting the rave hard. When I get home, I'm masturbating
right now.
That's what I'm doing. Don't bother me.
Okay. Yeah. I might bother you. I'm doing work. I'm masturbating. I love that arc. She's like, I'm sorry. I was masturbating. I couldn't get it done. That really is our work in here. Our work is done then.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, guys. So everyone, yeah, check it out. We will be bringing more sex toy reviews. We've got a lot going on in the office, a lot of masturbating to get back to.
And to find these toys, you go to sexemily.com, click on the Rave or the Nova banner, depending on what's there. It'll take you right to the site. Use code Emily for a special discount.
Yeah, I think you'll love them. And thank you all. Thank you for being here, my lovely team. Thank you, intern Nina, as well, for taking all that. We're on Snapchat now. So you should all find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook,
YouTube.
Snapchat, YouTube. It's all Sex With Emily. So it's YouTube.com/sexwithemily, Facebook.com/sexwithemily, and then @sexwithemily everywhere else. How easy is that? And anything else we gotta announce?
No.
Just that we love you. Mm-hmm. And we love hearing from you.
Yes.
So keep get in touch with us. Let us know what you like.
Also, Emily's going to be doing a live show with Brian from The Great Love Debate on March 10th at the Hollywood Improv, pretty sure.
Exactly. So. March 10th at the Hollywood Improv. Thank you for reminding me.
It just happened.
Great Love Debate. It's like literally happened 5 minutes ago. So I want to see you all there. We've had some great shows lately, too. We do 2 weeks, so check them all out. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. And let me tell you about Promescent. You know, 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation, or they just want to last a little bit longer in bed. I would say that's one of the top questions I get asked from men. How do I last a little bit longer? Well, you know, this is how you do it. You can try to, you know, think about baseball. That might not work. A lot of guys say they think about baseball, but it still doesn't work. You could also get Promescent. It helps you just also close the arousal gap between men and women. You might get there faster than she would like, and you want to last twice as long. You just apply Promescent. It's a quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to last longer so you can have the sex that you want. And it's also the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. So check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Promescent banner, or go to promescent.com. Also, like talking about sex? Of course you do. You're listening to my show. Well, so does comedian Nikki Glaser. Like, a lot. She's on Comedy Central's new show, Not Safe with Nikki Glaser. The self-proclaimed curious perv is going to explore it all. The good, the bad, and the uncomfortable. Getting people to share things about their sex lives that they never thought they would. From footlickers to road handies. Nikki's got you covered, because everyone's got a thing, right? Yeah, I got a thing. Not Safe with Nikki Glaser premieres Tuesday, February 9th at 10:30, 9:30 Central on the Comedy Central app. She likes it when you watch.